escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Isaac Mattson taking the mound for the Bucks. My God, that guy's nasty. That bucko bullpen. Shark tank.
You want to trade him too, Crowell? You want to trade everybody?
Oh, you can replace bullpen arms, I think, pretty easily.
You kind of do want to trade.
My only thing is,
you got to get hitters.
I would trade someone that's not currently in the rotation right now. Like, I wouldn't trade Keller. I'd trade somebody else. They got a really good thing going with that pitching staff.
They do.
And I just.
Scared money don't make money.
I wouldn't bring money. Wouldn't bring money up. I mean.
I know what you're saying. I know what every person
scared,
is saying.
Scared money. You're dealing with the reality of the situation, unfortunate reality of the situation. But they have, what are they, the third fewest runs against in the NL?
Oh, they're.
I mean, it's.
They've been as advertised from a pitching standpoint.
I mean, you got a pitcher that is the NL starter for the All-Star game and hasn't won a game in 6 starts.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable how good their pitching is.
It really is. And we knew that coming in.
But you can't add bats independent of messing that up.
You could.
I don't know how.
I do.
Trade a prospect.
No. Just do it.
Spend money.
Yeah.
Aren't we trying to deal in reality here a little bit?
I'm trying to.
Because I'm
trying to improve reality.
Oh, my God. In my wildest dreams, yes, you keep Mitch Keller.
I would not do anything right now. In the middle of the season. What does it do?
My worry is if you trade Keller in the offseason, you might not get as much as you could get for him right now because he's just absolutely cratered the last 2 years in the second half. And I think that's a trend. And I don't know if that's an innings thing.
That's a good point.
Or if it's the fact that they've sucked and maybe he just gets up in his own head, or do they suck because he's been up in his own head?
Well, I think he gets into a rhythm and that rhythm breaks. And then I think he's such a rhythm-based.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw whenever he wasn't pitching well a couple years ago, he would get in his head. He's more analytically driven. He overanalyzes, well, at that time.
Yeah.
I'm sure he still does that, but it's more controlled because whenever he gets in that rhythm, it kind of everything goes away, and he's in sync. And I think that whenever the break does come around, he probably gets off of his routine.
Could.
He and that's could. All it takes sometimes.
So let the recency bias prevail. Let people see what they've seen over the past few starts and – maximize the value. But who are they going to get?
It would have to be a big league bat, and it would have to be a guy that's knocking on the door. If not, I don't trade him.
That's the only way I would trade
him. It's a non-negotiable to me. If you want to offer anything else, you could offer me your number one prospect, but if that guy's not going to be here for 2 years, what the hell does it matter? And you would think, while we're talking about common sense, that damn Ben Cherington would understand that his ass is sitting on the sun right now. And you can't trade for guys that are going to help you in a couple of years.
No.
You got to be acting with some level of urgency here.
Right.
I think. And you would think he would think, but you also would have thought he'd do that this offseason. And he didn't. I don't want to trade Keller. I just think it might be necessity. And I get nervous when I think, like, if I'm in Ben Cherington's shoes and I feel, let's just pretend like my ass is sitting on the moon and not the sun, and it's not a hot seat. If you trade Keller and you can't replace him, that's a terrifying thought. If you traded Bubba Chandler because you want to keep a guy like Keller, and then Chandler winds up being awesome, and you don't get a good enough value in return, that's terrifying.
Yes.
If you trade an Ashcraft and he goes off and is great somewhere else, and then you have a couple of injuries in your rotation, that's scary. Like, everybody thinks you got pitching depth, myself included. They do have pitching depth until you get hit with one or two injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden,
yep,
that depth goes by the wayside, and pitchers get injured all the time. So it's not an easy job. It's not. And it's scary, especially for a guy like me who gets scared very easily. But you got to do something. You can't just sit on your hands.
Yeah, but you could have taken care of this situation in the offseason.
Yep.
That's the point. So if you're scared and if it's a tough job and you worry about, you know, your prospect or one of your starting pitchers going somewhere else and it panning out for them and you looking foolish, that's on you because you didn't make the adequate moves in the offseason to kind of hide and control that situation.
One pitcher they moved off of, Luis Ortiz.
Yeah.
That's it. One. Last offseason, we're going to move Luis Ortiz. And it looks like Spencer Horvath's a pretty nice baseball player.
Yeah.
I mean, he's hitting it okay. He's been hitting it better of late, but he can really play
They're all hitting it
the
right
field.
Now.
It's still not an even trade as of right now. I think Ortiz has been playing better than Horvath, even though he's been injured. I'll give him that little grace, but I still don't think it's as even. I think Ortiz is panning out more than Horvath.
Yeah, he's
point.
Got over 100 innings pitched, and Horvath has been hurt. I think that alone would lean it towards right. the Cleveland side of things, but I'm comfortable giving up that when you've got what you have from a pitching
right.
perspective,
yep.
and it yields you a first baseman that I think is going to get better so long as he stays healthy.
It certainly hasn't hurt their pitching.
No.
Overall. Mm-mm. I mean, it really hasn't. So
they could win a playoff series if they got in.
Man, what if Ortiz was in this rotation?
But they won't
right now, too. Jeez.
I don't know who you bump out. I guess Mike Burrow's spot.
Crazy to think, if you ask them right now, is Paul Skeens going to be here long term, what would their answer be?
No.
Okay, so what would you pay him? What would you have to pay him?
$600 million.
I'd say Ohtani.
Ohtani money. Okay, so my thought would be if you're not going to do that, spend a third of that over the balance of his time here.
Yeah.
And you've got a chance to win right. a playoff series.
Right.
So, like, you're going to save a lot of money.
Good point.
You're going to save a lot of money on something you would never probably do, but you take a portion of that investment and watch it pay off.
Yeah.
From a business standpoint. Like that to me is smart money.
Shohei Ohtani signed a 10-year, $700 million contract.
Yep.
He's getting $2 million in cash.
For 10 years, right?
For 10 years. This isn't going to happen. But.
Could you Bobby Bonilla? Paul Skeens.
That's what I said that what, a month ago.
Yeah. And then you trade him to like the Dodgers for the last like four yeah. years of that deal, and then they get hit with $68 million.
He
for
might
10 years.
He might
He's a different
do that.
Dude,
right.
Man.
He might be willing to do
if
something.
If you told
like that.
Him, okay, we're gonna prorate right. your pay over a period of years, and we're gonna actually take what we would pay you on an annual basis and invest it in the roster.
He might do that.
He could become the de facto owner of the Pirates.
He could Lemieux it. You're
Seriously.
Right.
Wow.
Seriously. And he would run this town.
I can't believe. Wow. I can't believe that 9 years from now, one day the Dodgers owner's going to wake up and he's going to be like, hey, talking to his finance guy, where'd my $68 million go? Oh, that's the money you owe Shohei Ohtani. And they're going to be, his last check, 2043.
Yeah, but you know how much money they're making right now because
I know.
Of him? Like,
they'll be fine. No one's crying over that.
His last check's what?
2043 is going to make $68 million bucks in cash.
What?
Yeah.
That's like really nice to know, right? Just go to bed at night. Yeah, 2043, like, I don't need to save for retirement.
That's right.
I mean, it's coming.
How old is he? How old will he be? 40 something?
He is 30 right now.
Yeah.
Hey.
So he will be 48. He'll get up out of bed one day, probably July 1st, Bobby Bonilla day. He'll go jump in the pool, get out, you know, maybe get in the sauna, look at his phone, bang, cool $68 million.
Huh. Yeah, at his house in Florida where there's no state income tax.
Texter, Skeens isn't getting Ohtani money. Terrible take. Oh, I think you're dead wrong.
Why wouldn't he? Because in 5 years?
Because he doesn't do both, I guess, would be the argument there.
Well, he's not getting it today. He's getting it, 5 years from now?
Exactly.
And everything's gonna change in 5 years.
4%.
Exactly.
100% correct.
Exactly.
He is generationally good. And the fact that he hasn't won a start in six starts, he hasn't won a game. It's unbelievable. I don't think
people, and Mitch Keller for that fact.
I don't think people are making enough of that. And I don't listen to every show every single day, but like, my goodness, that is an incredible feat.
It's almost like a joke at this point. It is crazy, a joke. Like, it's almost like kind of funny.
I love that they're playing well right now, though. I really do. But you can't.
If for nothing else, they're entertaining.
You can't take. Like, that's why I wouldn't jump to trade a Keller to grab something right now, because what are you really getting the balance of this season? Like, to me, it has to be somebody that you're, because all they've ever really done over time at these midseason trades is rent a player for the balance of a year.
Right.
I mean, think back to the run they made 13 through 15. They never kept any of those guys. So if that's the premise you're going into this with, I want nothing to do with it. It's got to be somebody you're committed to keeping around here for 3-4 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, he's got term on his deal. He's controllable. And if you're not getting a controllable asset in return for equal control, then I'm also saying no. It has to be the perfect trade. So I'm throwing qualifiers on there,
but I think
you need to.
Mm-hmm. See, I like that. I thought you were just trading him.
Wouldn't I be such a great GM, guys? I would only make the perfect trades.
Yeah,
which means you've been no trades.
I know, and I think Ben Cherington's tried to do that. Like, I can only do the perfect trade. Well, then you wind up making no trades or bad trades. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. All right, Aaron Rodgers had all the skilled dudes out in Malibu. Bad teammate, that guy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Jermichael Finley stuff, like, that speaks to me more than anything else, because that scares me for this team. Because when you have relationships, interpersonal relationships with people, you build up some type of goodwill when it's a positive relationship. And that can carry you through some bad times. What it sounds like to me, Jermichael Finley's not the first one of Aaron Rodgers' former teammates to come out and say negative things about him. So what that makes me fear that if this season goes bad, they go 0-2. They go 0-3. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have the goodwill amongst his teammates. It suggests to me that things could go bad quickly with the way that this team interacts with each other.
That's Dominique Foxworth on ESPN talking about Jermichael Finley's criticism of Aaron Rodgers. Jermichael Finley, in 10 games in 2009, had 676 yards and 5 touchdowns. 10 games. Was he bitching about Rodgers then?
Right, exactly.
How about 2011, whenever he had 767 yards and doesn't have half those yards if he's got a pedestrian quarterback throwing to him? 8 touchdowns. Was he complaining back then? Was he complaining in 2012, whenever he had nearly 700 yards? As a good player, but let's face it, probably not as good as those numbers would indicate without, my God, a 4-time MVP. Everyone wants to have sour grapes a decade plus after
Absolutely.
The fact. Aaron Rodgers...
Especially when it's popular to do it.
That's what I'm saying. That's right. What I was about to say. Did he do it whenever he went to the Jets? Because I didn't hear anything from Jermichael Finley whenever Aaron Rodgers went to the Jets. Why now?
You're hearing it now, right. Exactly. Meanwhile, Aaron Rodgers, that jerk, has all of his skill position guys out there in Malibu tossing a ball around, presumably working on some of the playbook and just timing and rhythm with those guys. There's a picture that went viral on social media of the whole crew together, and Aaron Rodgers, absolutely old enough to be the father of some of these guys on the team. You've got DK Metcalf standing next to Calvin Austin. I don't think that's a good move for him. I'm not the shortest guy around. I'm also not tall. When I stand next to Doran, I look like I'm 4'2".
Yeah, get on the opposite side of the group.
You got to get on the opposite side of the group. Throw a Callis in there. Get an Austin Bechtold. Even you slap a Molsey in there. And I'm on the other side of the picture. Steelers got all kinds of shapes and sizes in that wide receiver room. Look, people have called him distracted. When we were at the 5-alarm marathon, Josh Miller, who previously sat in one of these seats, who we all really like and was good at that job, he said he's the most distracted player in the NFL at the position where it's important to be the least distracted. Okay, maybe he was distracted this offseason. Who cares? He seems all in now, doesn't he?
Yes.
So what's the big deal? And maybe there'd be friction down the road if the Steelers aren't winning games. Guess what? There was friction with Russell Wilson last year. There was some schisms dividing the club because half the team wanted Justin Fields to start at the end of the year, and maybe the other half of the team wanted Russell Wilson to start. Like, is it going to be worse than it was last season? I don't know. I have a hard time believing that. We heard a bunch of stuff after the fact. And you had George Pickens in there. You don't have George Pickens now.
I just want to know, I mean, if he's the most distracted quarterback in the league, what is he distracted by? By his personal stuff? Like, I don't know where that's coming from. Like, what is he distracted by?
Y.A. Black just got married this offseason. Is he distracted, or did he just marry the love of his life?
If you watch TV and that's your sole source of news and information on Aaron Rodgers, you could absolutely deduce that he's distracted. But you don't know him.
Right.
Like, none of us know him.
It'd be one thing if he went to the pyramids this year. He didn't.
I don't know if Josh knows someone that knows him or knows him via some channel. But in order to know someone's distracted, you need to know them. I think there's a narrative out there that he's distracted, and he's said a couple things about dealing with his personal life, which he's tried to keep private. I think it's a really popular bandwagon to get on right now to bash him and to bash the Steelers, frankly, for waiting on him at the altar for as long as they did. But if you really just boil it down and reduce it to fact, they're in a much better position at that position than they have been in 4 years. They absolutely are. They have the most proven quarterback, and you watch him play a year ago, and I know that they didn't win a lot of games, but if you watch just the quality of play and the skill set, he looks pretty darn good and better than what they've had. So that's how I approach it. I don't care about anything else.
Zero.
I don't care about anything else.
Until he gives me a reason.
He said all the right things.
To think he's distracted. Now, exactly. I'm not going to say he's distracted now. Okay, he didn't show up for OTAs. He wasn't under contract for OTAs. Okay.
Neither did TJ. Neither did DK. Are they distracted? TJ may be distracted by his contract.
I think TJ's distracted, yeah, but okay.
Business.
They seemed to have known at that point when, and I'll throw myself in there, a lot of people with microphones were frantic and concerned. They seemed to know at OTAs that that guy would show up after OTAs.
Yeah.
They were confident in it the entire time, which I wasn't, but I look like an idiot now. And now that it's the season, because it is, minicamp really starts the season. Let's just call it what it is. He's here. Now he's got the guys coming out there. And unless he gives me a reason to say he's distracted, he doesn't look distracted to me right now.
He said he wanted to get to a point where he was all in. And when he was all in, he committed to being all in.
He would appear to be all in right now.
Yeah, I agree.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. I'm cooking something up.
Oh, boy.
Literally?
No, not literally.
Mm. Baked beans?
I'm going to bring baked beans to my friend's cookout tomorrow.
Are you homemade baked beans?
Absolutely not. But someone on the text line...
Gotta put the bacon bits in them.
They said if I add bacon bits to already made...
Ground beef, too.
Or ground beef or onions. If I just add a little something to my Bush's baked beans, I can claim that I made them.
Put them in a foil pan.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Stir them up. Maybe add a little barbecue sauce, little...
Brown sugar, maybe. Just a little bit.
That's a great idea, Pat. No one had brought that up to me before.
You know what?
Sometimes it just lands different from a different source. He's always giving you advice. Every day. And you don't take any of it.
Zero.
I take his advice all the time.
Zero.
He wouldn't appear to be taking his advice in many areas. What are you cooking up?
Yeah, that's right.
Like, give me a clue.
Oh, right. I forgot how we got onto that.
Not baked beans.
I came up with a quiz callus that is U.S. history-based / sports-based.
I'm going to let you do this one this week.
Well, I've put a lot of work into it, yes. And I am a little bit embarrassed by how long it has taken me.
It's better be good.
I'm going to run it by you guys when we come back, because we can dump it if it sucks.
No, we can't.
Hello, Callis. Welcome back, segment. Sir.
Is that Pat Bostick? When did you get here?
We wouldn't dump the segment. We would just come up with a different idea.
Oh.
Thanks for listening to the show, Harry. 7:30. That's what time it is. Time brought to you by Gina G. and Petro of RE/MAX Select Realty. Coming up next, we need to get Pat's thoughts on the big trade. Obvious topic. Obvious guy we haven't heard from on arguably the biggest trade, certainly the most surprising trade in Steelers history. That's next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm no longer cooking by myself. This is now a this is a big time team effort for our Quiz Callus that melds U.S. history with athletes.
It's a group cook.
It's a group cook. It's like Walter White and Jesse Pinkman. We are cooking as a team here,
Walter
folks.
Walter White.
I also have to admit this. I think we've talked about this maybe on the air before. Certainly off the air. They make meth look good. Kids, don't do drugs.
Mm.
No matter if you're watching Breaking Bad. I mean, that blue meth looks damn good. Like, if I had to do meth, I would do that meth. Now, don't do meth, but...
Speak for yourself.
Look good.
Do you know what they made the meth out of in the movie?
No.
Rock candy.
Yes.
Didn't really?
Know that. Mm-hmm. The blue ice, right?
Yep.
You like rock candy?
No.
Like, Jolly no. Ranchers, does that count?
No, like the actual rock candy.
No.
Like on a stick?
Yeah.
No.
Rock candy on a stick sucks. You know what else sucks?
Cutting ketchup?
Cotton candy.
Yeah, overrated.
Overrated. My daughter loves it.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Now, while we're on that train of thought, you know,
puffy sugar, man.
Highly underrated game day and or like carnival snack, funnel cake.
Oh, my God.
I'm a big funnel cake guy.
I think they were making funnel cake at the pool when I was
there
yesterday. It smelled glorious.
No better smell.
Could have been.
In this great country than funnel cake.
I think you're right about that.
Either funnel cake or French fry, like a real French fry, like food truck.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you love to go to the Red River?
Red River.
Callus, you say things now. Wouldn't you love to go to the Red River rivalry between Oklahoma and Texas at the Texas State Fair or the Oklahoma, wherever the state fair is?
Oh, yeah.
You imagine the smells coming from that place?
Oh.
My God.
Yeah, you might be able to find some meth there, Crowley.
Why you got to do that to Texas and or Oklahoma?
Smells.
Not holding the game in Albuquerque. It's where Walter White is from.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I had at the pool yesterday, just real quick? Turkey sandwich, a little bit of mustard, some cheddar cheese, and I brought a sandwich baggie filled with potato chips. I felt like I was seven
years
old.
What kind of chips?
They were just regular salted Lays.
Favorite chip flavor? Go.
Dorito.
Doritos?
Yes.
It's not a chip.
Yes, it is.
Are you talking potato?
Are you saying
like potato chip?
Potato chip?
Yeah. Sour barbecue. Cream and onion. Snyder's barbecue. Outstanding.
Jalapeno. Big jalapeno chip.
Oh,
guy.
Yeah. Never mind.
Oh,
I'm amend mine. Jalapeno.
What is it? Like Miss Vicky's
Miss
or
Vicky's,
something?
They're good.
Yeah. Those are good.
Yeah.
I'm still going the classic Lay's sour cream and onion, though.
Best pool candy? Swedish fish.
I love Swedish fish. I promise I haven't done meth this morning. All right, Pat, your thoughts on this trade the Steelers pulled off the other day.
I absolutely love it. Because it proves me right in a couple areas, which I always enjoy. They were not confident in Joey Porter Jr. being their number one or number two corner. Now, he's going to be on the field a lot. I think it was Jerry Dulac reported or someone reported that they're going to play a lot of three corner.
He also thinks that Jonnu Smith is their third tight end and likened him to Michael Pruitt.
No, he's...
Which is very bad analysis, no offense.
No, he's not. They could not be more different. I like the Jalen Ramsey trade a lot. I do think Minka is a loss in the back end, but Elliott's played well. I think, obviously, they added who they had from...
Juan Thornhill.
Yeah, Juan Thornhill's a good player. You know, with the way they play and how deficient they've been at corner, this was a good pickup. And, you know, Minka's kind of been, he's a good guy, but he's just seemed a little bit like frustrated the past couple years. There seemed to be some schisms that he was involved in that I don't know if there's more that meets the eye there. And the Jonnu Smith, you know, given the number of tight ends they acquired this offseason, he is much different than what they have. What I'm curious to see, quite frankly, is what's the role for Connor Hayward now?
Who cares? With all due respect.
Well, honestly, I mean, he's probably going to be
cut.
Yeah, I'll probably practice squad or something.
That. Yeah, they'll do that.
Yeah, because Jonnu Smith is their move guy now.
Yeah.
100%. They didn't use Connor that much last year, and I really thought they would with Arthur Smith.
Yeah, he is a really good football player. I am always just amazed at how small he is to play that position at this level.
Yeah.
I mean, he caught a touchdown against us for Michigan State down the middle of the field. Like, he is a heck of a football player.
I bet you if we do his snap counts since he's been here, I bet you there's 0% that he's been in line.
No, he's played more off the ball.
Yeah, he's never had his hand in the ground in line.
But contrary to a lot of the pickups the Steelers have made, Jonnu Smith's actually gotten better with age.
Yep.
His role has diversified over time. He's played his best football his last 2 years. Obviously, Arthur Smith is familiar with him. I mean, it's a great two-for-one. It's an absolutely great two-for-one. And you get a lockdown corner to go opposite Darius Slay, and you get Joey Porter gets to learn from both those guys. I mean, win-win-win.
The Steelers, Matt Williamson had this stat. The Steelers gave up 2,000 yards to slot receivers last year and 14 yards a catch. By far the most yards per reception in the NFL for slot receivers. Just insane.
Who do you think plays in the slot?
Beanie Bishop.
Who do you think plays in the slot this year?
Oh, I think they're going to move Ramsey in there.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And doesn't it make a lot more sense? If you've given up that many yards to slot players and you've got this excellent pass rush, like, what do I care about Juan Thornhill being 20 yards off the ball?
You want to stop the 7-yard out route.
Yeah, I don't want the quick stuff.
That turns into 16.
All of a sudden, if Ramsey can be what we think he can be as the massive upgrade over Beanie Bishop, you can't get the ball out quicker. That thing's getting smacked right back in your face, and it makes, by extension, the pass rush even better, I would think.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, anytime you have an elite pass rush, if you can give them another half second, it's a huge deal. And being able to play more man coverage at times, because they have played a lot of zone, but playing more man coverage, knowing you have three corners that are starter capable out there, and I include Porter in that. I don't think he's the number one guy right now. I mean, and look at who you play throughout the course of the season. I mean, you got to play Cincinnati twice. They got two dudes out there. So, yeah, I think it's a winning trade. That's how I would sum it up.
Are you over there looking stuff up for Quiz Callus?
I am.
I am too.
Yeah.
You guys are distracted.
I have an idea.
You guys are like Rogers over here.
You have a great idea. I'm not trying to take away from all the work that you've put in, Mr. Crowley. But I've kind of, in the whole Quiz Callus realm, put it all together of what I think might be sufficient.
Oh, yeah. I kind of want to do it like
next.
But we can't.
Yeah, Texter. Sorry.
What did Texter say?
I'm probably getting pumpkin funnel cake at the fair tonight.
Is it the Big Butler Fair tonight? I think it's what it is. That's this weekend.
You say Big Butler, and it makes me think of Cal Raleigh, the catcher out there in Seattle that we're going to see starting tomorrow. What's his nickname? Big Butt? Big Dump? Dump Butt?
Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He's got like 35 home runs as a catcher.
Yeah, well, the Tookus would help him do that.
His nickname is Big Dumper.
Big Dumper.
It's a great nickname.
Do you like hauling 30,000-pound coils?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. If you did, you could work for PGT Trucking. It wouldn't last a day there.
My dad and I could barely lift a grill onto his back patio last night, but that's not
here. I would pay to watch you lift anything.
Coming up next, our analysis of the Jonnu Smith portion of this trade with one Pat Bostic. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. I had an idea. Doran has perfected it for Quiz Callus coming up at 8:45. sports slash 4th of July theme. We'll just leave it at that. We don't want to give Harry too many hints on this so that he could prepare in the interim. I'm very excited about this. This is the most excited I've been.
Good job,
Quiz Callis.
This is a good job.
No, you've taken this and you've really run with it. I'm sitting over here doing hard work by myself and doing an okay job of it, and then you guys got involved and it leveled up.
The lesson here is to always solicit other ideas.
I thought it would be cute if it was a surprise, but it's way better if it's not for the other two-thirds of the hosts today. Probably better when you include your teammates.
That's right.
I'm learning from Aaron Rodgers is what's happening.
Yes.
Yeah, you're hosting us at Malibu now. It's great.
A couple of the guys are wearing sandals. We really think they were working out?
Yeah, I just got done. A little picture afterwards.
Yeah.
Recovery. They got to recover.
Cleats off.
They didn't look that sweaty, is all I'm saying. Probably just hanging out.
It's Malibu. You're right by the beach.
Yeah. It's not hot there.
Well, when you're running around, it's hot whenever. You get sweaty when it's 30
degrees outside. These are finally tuned athletic machines.
Come on, man.
And Ben Skowronek.
He was dunking. Did you see that? You see Aaron Rodgers throwing him oops?
He's an athlete, man.
I do not need Aaron Rodgers playing basketball, though.
He wasn't playing. He was just ooping.
He ooped, but, I mean, you're going to tell me you can put the ball in his hands. He ain't going to do a little okey-doke?
No, he's going to shoot
it. He's going to do a little crossover, a little Allen Iverson? I mean, that's how Joe Starkey blew out his Achilles, is playing pickup hoops.
Dorn, do you play with Calvin Johnson?
Yes.
So I heard that he ran a 4.35 40.
Yes.
So I was looking at DK Metcalf yesterday, and I'm like, dude's big. I walked past him in the parking lot one time. Dude's big. Calvin Johnson was 6'5", 240, and ran a 4.35.
I ever tell you a story whenever I first got there, and we're going through a walkthrough, and I have my cleats on, and I'm walking next to him just chit-chatting, and I was like, oh, yeah, he is pretty tall. And he was like a head taller than me, and we're just walking. I looked down. He was in bare feet, and I had my cleats on, and he was taller than me in his bare feet.
He was another inch taller than you then.
Yes.
Than that.
That's how big he was. Nicest guy in the world.
Imagine him next to Calvin Austin.
And Calvin's a good player.
He's a really good football player.
Nice year last season.
Yep.
Would not stand next to DK Metcalf. Remember when DK Metcalf got drafted, and so Pete Carroll took off his shirt so that he could flex and show his abs? I love that. You can give us a call on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Of those pictured, how do we think it's going to, and we'll get into the Jonnu Smith portion of the analysis coming up next, but some of that will be mentioned here. We all assume, and I think rightly so, DK Metcalf will be the Steelers' leading receiver this year. Who's going to be two? Who's going to be three? Who's going to be four?
Leading receiver?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter by position. You're just saying.
Right. Who's going to have, if he has the most catches and yards, who's going to have the next most catches?
Jonnu Smith, Pat Freiermuth. Calvin Austin.
Pat?
I would go Pat Freiermuth 2, Jonnu Smith 3. Austin probably tied with Jonnu.
I'm inclined to go with Doran's exact list.
So you go Jonnu before Freiermuth.
I will, and it's total recency bias, and it's total me being a fanboy, watching the highlights of Jonnu Smith breaking tackles and running away from people.
He would have led the Steelers in touchdown catches last year.
He would have been damn near their leading receiver in yards, and he was by far their leading receiver in receptions. He had 88 catches last year. George Pickens had 59.
Mm-hmm.
Voice got all high there. I think Jonnu and Pat could wind up having a similar number of catches, but I think Jonnu's run after catchability might push him ahead in yards. I mean, that dude can fly.
Yep.
That dude doesn't look like a tight end at all. And he barely played tight end last year.
Well, I just think that there's going to be so many just like dump down passes to him that he'll lead the team in catches. Like, you know, he'll stay in on the wing. Him and Pat Freiermuth on one side, you have like a wing formation. Pat Freiermuth, you know, runs down the middle of the field, runs a, you know, in route, basic route or whatever. And then John, who's like blocking, and then just leaks out to the flat. And Aaron Rodgers wants to get the ball out.
Oh, I love a good tight end leak.
And then, you know, everybody's dropped back, and you get John New, and he's going to have some yak yards. I mean, I just see that happening a lot. He's a very good safety blanket, and he's not going down the field.
Your guy, Cade Bell, with the tight end leak last year a couple of times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love that leaky tight end.
Yeah, you can use him in a number of different ways. I mean, he's your move guy. I mean, he can play in a slot. He could play singled up. He can play in line, though Pat's better at that. I mean, that position You'd be hard-pressed to find a tight end room. Obviously, there's ones with better top-end talent. Brock Bowers, Kelsey, you know.
But a room, though?
Room? Probably low-key, maybe a top two or three tight end room in the league right now. Because I still think Darnell Washington, I think there's a lot of meat on that bone.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of...
He becomes, to bring up Jerry Dulac's point again, I mean, he becomes their third tight... He becomes the Michael Proop, but on steroids. Not literally, but you know what I'm saying.
He's like having another tackle out there.
Right. Yeah. I feel like I put him in a different category almost. Yeah. Like, yeah. He's in his own category.
For sure.
I feel like there's the two, you know, Pat Freiermuth and Johnny Smith are in, you know, the tight end category. I think Darnell's like in a whole other package type category where he's almost a starter in certain places.
I mean, he can uproot a D end.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a big, strong dude.
That's a really good prop. That's a really good situation to have. It's to have good. That you have every type of tight end, like versatility wise. So you know, you have a little bit of everything with all three of them, but you got the blocker, you got the runner, and you got the mainstay. Like, that is a really good situation mm-hmm. to be in. You don't have usually three. You may have two, but you don't usually have three.
And they led the league in 13 personnel last year, so three tight ends. They played that 13% of the time. And then if you take two tight ends and three tight end sets, they're right up there at the top of the league if you combine them. About 50% of their snaps. About 40% of their snaps. I bet you they're up around 55%.
Imagine you're in 13 personnel, and you've got, or even 12 personnel, and you've got DK Metcalf, one of the best blocking receivers in football. And, I mean, if they're able to run the football consistently, that personnel group, you know, having three tight ends on the field and a single receiver, it is truly an amoeba type of situation with Jonnu Smith, because you could just as quickly motion him out.
Yeah, so what
have him matched up
playing
with a safety. Like, are they taking a corner out? How are they playing you? Yeah, and from a quarterback standpoint, if you want to get DK Metcalf one on one, if they can run the football in 13 personnel, you got a hard time keeping a safety back there over the top of DK. So. Yeah, I mean, this has Arthur Smith written all over it. All over it. It's who he is.
I've heard some criticize, because you mentioned it, Jonnu Smith got better last season in Miami. Some people criticize that he didn't have, quote unquote, enough production with Arthur Smith. I mean, he and the guy who looks kind of bust like, what the hell's his name?
Kyle Pitts.
Thank you, Kyle Pitts. They combined for 100 catches in 2023. In Atlanta, when Arthur Smith was the head coach and coordinator, and you had Desmond Ridder throwing him the football.
Right.
Right.
Like, Aaron Rodgers, a far cry from that. So I think you look at those numbers. Plus, you look at Jonnu Smith's numbers last year. Two only played 11 games. He only played 11 of the 17 games, and he still put up 88 catches for 900 yards and 8 touchdowns. He is their number two wide receiver.
You also had A.J. Brown and Corey Davis in Tennessee mm-hmm. when he was there. Like, and Corey Davis was a dude for a couple of years.
Yeah,
and A.J. Brown's a really good player.
And Derrick Henry.
And obviously Derrick Henry, but I'm saying Jonnu Smith was, he would have been the second leading receiver on the Steelers this year. He was a distant third in 2020 when he had 8 touchdown catches for Tennessee.
And he was a distant fourth of options.
Correct.
You're going Derrick Henry, you know, Derrick Henry, A.J. Brown, Corey Davis, then Jonnu's like kind of like left out there by himself.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they don't need another wide receiver.
I'd still add one.
It wouldn't hurt.
I'd still, man.
We'll get into that a little bit coming up next, too.
Give me Gabe Davis and let's roll.
Well, yeah, he ruined it.
Okay, keep the people engaged. You don't have to hide everything. I'm cooking something up. Baked beans.
Baked beans.
A little bit of bacon and some onion and a...
You got to get a whole big old thing of brown sugar in there. You plop it right in the middle, stir that sucker up.
Yeah.
Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 84, Antonio Brown, low of 64, Doug Ligursky. How about that name?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.